Chapter 15. Confession. The president of the tribunal turned to the man in the black suit sitting opposite Fiedler.
"Comrade Carton," she said, "do you want to talk to the witness, Lemus?"
"Yes, yes, I would like to do that," Carton said, standing up slowly.
He put on his glasses and then he started to speak.
"Comrade Mundt believes that Lemus is lying. We know that Karl Riemek was a traitor, a British spy, but Mundt was not. He did not accept money for betraying our party. We say that there is no real evidence that he did, but there is evidence that Lemus is part of a British plan. Lemus has involved Comrade Fiedler in this plan to make us think that Comrade Mundt is a traitor."
The man spoke gently and politely.
"We say that Lemus pretended to go downhill and to drink too much so that he had to leave his job with the circus. He pretended to hate his employers, and he hit a shopkeeper so that he was arrested and went to prison. All these things happened to make us think that he was a man who would like to defect and betray his country. He planned to say that Mundt was not a traitor, but he gave us evidence that suggested that he was. It was a clever plan."
Carden went on in the same polite voice.
"We say that the information that Lemus gave to Fiedler about payments into bank accounts for Mundt is false. The British knew that Fiedler hated Mundt and wanted his job, so they knew that he would help their plan by believing Lemus. But for months, Mundt has known that Fiedler wants to get rid of him, and he has been very careful. It was Mundt who planned our first approach to Lemus in England. And when Lemus was first interrogated, Mundt saw the reports. He saw what Lemus had said about the dates of his visits to banks in Denmark and Finland. Then he was certain that there was a British operation to get rid of him. Comrade Mundt then began to check on Lemus's life before his defection. He was looking for a mistake in the plan, and he found one, a very simple one, and he found a witness. But before we talk to the witness, let me ask Mr. Lemus a few questions." "Tell me," said Carden, "do you have much money?"
"Of course not," replied Lemus angrily. "I wouldn't be here if I had plenty of money."
"Is there someone in England who would lend you money or pay your bills for you?"
"No," said Lemus.
"Thank you," said Carden. "Here's another question. Do you know George Smiley?"
"Yes, of course," replied Lemus. "He was in the circus. He left it before I did."
"Have you seen him since you left the circus?" asked Carden. Lemus paused before he answered, because he was not sure why Carden was asking these questions. At last he said,
"No."
"And was Smiley interested in you after you left the circus?" Carden asked.
"No, of course not," replied Lemus.
"And tell me, when you hit the grocer, how much money did you have?"
"Nothing," said Lemus. "I'd been ill for a week and hadn't eaten anything. That's when I decided to defect," and Carton interrupted him.
You were owed money by the library, of course, weren't you?
How did you know that? Asked Lemus, suddenly worried. Carden did not answer.
Thank you. You can sit down, he said.
Then the guards took Lemus back to his seat on the bench. The door opened, and a large, ugly woman in a grey uniform came in. Behind her was Liz. She came slowly into the courtroom, looking around her. Lemus had forgotten how young she was. When she saw him between the two guards, she stopped.
Alec, she said.
One of the guards put his hand on her arm and led her to where Lemus had stood in front of the big table.
What is your name, child? Asked the president. Elizabeth Gould. You are a member of the British Communist Party?
Yes, replied Liz.
Suddenly, there was the noise of furniture falling over on the floor, and the sound of Lemus's voice, ugly and loud, shouting,
Leave her alone! Leave her alone!
Liz turned round and was terrified when she saw a guard hit Lemus hard on his jaw. Two other men got hold of his arms and pulled them behind his back. Liz saw that his face was white and there was blood on his jaw. Then his head fell forward.
If he moves again, take him out of the room, said the president.
Then she spoke to Liz again.
You know the rule that you must not ask another comrade for details of what the party does, don't you?
Liz nodded.
Yes, of course,
she said quietly.
Today, you must remember that rule. It is better that you don't know any details. We are members of the party who work for the Presidium. We are going to ask you some questions which you must answer. It is important that you speak the truth when you answer them, said the president.
But who is on trial?
Liz whispered.
Is it Alec?
I have told you that it is better you don't know anything. Then you can go home, replied the president. This man is going to ask you some questions.
The president pointed to Carden, who stood up and spoke politely to Liz.
Alec Lemus was your lover, wasn't he?
Carden said. Liz nodded.
When did you see him last, before today?
At his flat, she replied. He was ill. I went to help him.
I suppose that cost you a lot of money, said Carden. His voice sounded kind, but Liz did not trust him.
I got the money from Alec, she replied.
Oh, said Carden quickly. So he did have money.
Oh, God, have I said something wrong?
Thought Liz. She was becoming frightened. She wanted to see Lemus's face so she could guess what he wanted her to say, but he was behind her.
He didn't have much money, she said. He couldn't pay his bills. They were all paid after he'd gone. A friend paid them.
Of course, said Carden in his kind voice. Did you ever meet this friend, Elizabeth?
She shook her head.
I see, said Carden.
There was a terrible silence in the courtroom. It was terrifying for Liz because she felt like a blind person in a room full of people who could see. They understood the meaning of her answers, but she did not.
Do you earn much money, Elizabeth? Asked Carden.
No,
she whispered.
It must be hard to pay the rent on your flat every month, he said. Have you paid this month's rent?
She shook her head again.
Why not? Asked Carden. Don't you have any money?
In a whisper, she replied,
Someone bought the lease and gave me the flat. They sent it in the post.
Who?
I don't know.
Liz was crying now.
Please, don't ask any more questions.
But Carden did ask more questions as Liz sobbed and sobbed. No one in the courtroom moved.
Tell me, he asked, did anyone come to see you after Lemus went away?
No,
she said. She knew that they were trying to hurt Alec, and she did not want to give them any more information.
But your neighbours have told us that a man came to see you, Elizabeth,
he continued.
Who was he?
I don't know.
Who was he? Carden asked again.
At last Liz replied.
His name was Smiley. He left his card with his name and address. He said to get in touch with him if I needed any help.
There was complete silence in the court, and then Carden spoke again, pointing towards Lemus.
Lemus had done the one thing the British Secret Service never expected him to do. He had found a lover, like Remek did, in fact. Smiley wanted to know how much Lemus had told the girl.
Then he turned again to Liz and started to ask questions again.
Did you try to get in touch with Lemus?
No, he told me not to. He made me promise not to follow him and never to try to find him.
And the last time you saw him, did you say goodbye?
Looking very tired, Liz nodded.
What reason did he give for leaving you?
Asked Carden. His voice now sounded ugly.
He didn't leave me, she said. He just said there was something he had to do, and afterwards he would come back if he could. He said that things weren't as bad as they seemed, and that I would be looked after.
So that is why you didn't ask about who gave you the lease?
Yes.
Liz was sobbing again now.
You knew that already. So why did you bring me here?
Carden waited for her to stop sobbing, then turned to the silent members of the tribunal.
It is fortunate that Lemus met this girl, because now we can be certain that there was an operation against Comrade Munt. We know that Smiley and the circus helped the girl.
As Carden quietly sat down, Lemus stood up. The guards did not stop him this time. As he walked to the front of the room, he was trying to work out why the circus had behaved in this way.
We, Control Smiley and I, made a careful story to prove that I was a defector, he thought. But Smiley paid my bills and even bought the lease of Liz's flat and gave it to her. Why would they try to make the operation go wrong? And how do the East Germans know so much about me?
Lemus couldn't understand it, but he knew that he had to help Liz and Fiedler.
he had to make a confession about the operation against Munt. His face was white as he stood in front of Carden.
"Let her go," he said.
Liz was staring at him with tears in her eyes.
"No, Alec," she said. "Don't tell them anything because of me."
"It's too late now," said Lemus.
Then he turned to the president.
"She knows nothing. Send her home. I'll tell you everything."
The president talked quietly to the men on either side of her, then said,
"She can leave the court, but she can't go home until the tribunal has finished."
"She knows nothing," shouted Lemus. "Carden is right. It was an operation to get rid of Munt. Let her go."
"She is a witness," replied the woman. "Fiedler may want to question her."
"She knows nothing," said Fiedler.
He was sitting with his hands on his knees, looking down at them.
"Lemus is right. Let her go."
He stood up and led Liz to the door with his arm around her shoulders. Liz looked back at Lemus, but he could not look at her.
"Go back to England,"
said Fiedler gently, and Liz began to sob as the woman in the grey uniform took her out. Lemus began to speak to everyone in the room.
"Carden is right. After all our East German spies were killed, we, Control, Smiley and I, decided to get rid of Munt. You know what we did so that you would think I was a defector. Smiley always said the operation could go wrong. But I don't know why he paid my bills and bought the girl's lease."
He turned to the president.
"Fiedler hates Munt, but Munt isn't an agent for the British. Fiedler just believed in my story. He's a good, honest man, working for his country."
Fiedler smiled and said,
"It's strange. The circus would expect Munt to check up on Lemus's story, wouldn't they? That's why they made it so good. So I wonder why Smiley paid the bills and bought the lease."
"I don't know. And I don't know how Munt found the girl," said Lemus. "I've been very stupid."
"But Munt hasn't been stupid," said Fiedler, smiling again. "How did he know about the lease? Perhaps he can tell us."
"She increased the amount she paid to the party every month," Munt said. "She doesn't earn much money, so I checked why she could suddenly afford to pay more. Then I found out about the lease."
"That's a good answer,"
replied Fiedler calmly. Then the president said,
"Comrade Fiedler will not do any more work until the Presidium has thought about our report. Lemus has already been arrested, and Comrade Munt will decide what to do with him."
She looked at Munt, but he was looking at Fiedler. And as Lemus looked at them both, he suddenly understood the circus's plan. It was horribly clear.